This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. The Saturday technical session on the 6th of April was a presentation on power supplies by Jim, VK5TR. I was not able to attend as I was out of town, but I believe it was fairly well attended and it was a very good presentation. I look forward to seeing the video of it, which was taken by Greg, VK5ZBD. Paul held a training day yesterday at the skill centre at Erbray High School, which went quite well and augurs well for future repeats. Our next monthly general meeting is the next Thursday evening, 18th of April, at the Buck Hall on the roundabout. Ken Wagnitz, VK5KGW, will be showing us his 3D printers and will be demonstrating some of the possibilities that these devices can produce. Apparently it doesn't have to be that expensive and doesn't necessarily cost an arm and a leg. Don't forget that we have the public big buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL, same place as last year. Cost will be $10 per table for sellers with two wristbands and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony, the chef in the kitchen. We are planning on having three door prizes this year, to be announced later. And like last year, we'll be needing a few trusty members to assist with the setup on Friday evening about 9 p.m. after the RSL diners are finished, and a few more for the early morning final setup early on Saturday. If you can help, please let Jeff or myself know at secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. I have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, Christopher, VK5CL, Steve, VK5AG, Peter, VK5LPB, Spud, VK8ZWM, and Anne, VK5AHA. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au. And also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another news session from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday night was the general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club, and after all the business had been done away with, Brian, VK5VI, gave us a very interesting lecture on propagation and signal path measurements. And that was very informative. And Brian then followed that up with a slideshow showing all the various pieces of equipment used in the repeater sites at Crafers and Houghton over the years. So many thanks for that, Brian. Everybody was quite impressed with all of that. Now, the Northeast Radio Club Facebook page is well and truly up and running now. And Graham, 5GM, who has established this, has got lots of info on it. So go on to Facebook and look up the Northeast Radio Club site and follow it. Now, when this morning's broadcast is finished and you've given your report on the callback, come on up to the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent for the Northeast Radio Club buy and sell. Yes, it's on today, and you can get there by 11, and you'll be able to grab yourself a bargain and maybe a snag and a good drink. So don't forget, that's on today at 11 o'clock at the Northeast Radio Club rooms, and hope to see you there at the Northeast Radio Club buy and sell. Well, that's all we have for this week. Don't forget to keep staying navigative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Wow, our last activity night smashed all previous records with an attendance of 24 members and friends. The meeting room was full. I'm not sure what prompted this, but our guest speakers for the night can probably claim all the credit. Andrew, VK5KET, gave us a tour of his incredible little remarkable tablet. That's REMARKABLE. This unbelievably thin little device packs a wallop and replaces bulky notebooks and pens with a very easy to use and capable little device. Using the supplied stylus, it's not very much different to writing on normal paper. Google remarkable.com to find out more. Andrew then went on to describe his new weather sonde chasing setup, which uses the My Sonde Go device. That's MYSONDYGO, all one word. These are available from Amazon for the measly price of $28 plus delivery. Once loaded with the appropriate software and coupled to a power bank and a mobile phone, you're ready to chase the balloons. No radio or bulky antenna or attenuators required. Google My Sonde Go for more information. Club President Peter, VK5BE, then gave us an insight into the newly installed Southeast Radio Group Marine Tracking Station. Located right on the coast, this system allows us to see what ships or boats are off the coast near us. So far, the maximum distance for a ship at sea was about 800 kilometres from shore, but a more normal distance is about 150 kilometres. Information on individual ships can be obtained, as well as their current position and a view of their previous track history. Many types of ships can be searched for example, tankers, bulk carriers, cruise ships, naval vessels, pleasure yachts, etc. It's staggering to see how many ships are at sea worldwide at any given time. It's even possible to see the ship the Dali at the Baltimore Bridge crash site. Links to this site are available on our website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serge.org.au. Once on our homepage, scroll down the page list on the left-hand side until you see Marine Tracking and click on that and away you go. Tony, VK5ZAI, then gave us a short talk on his home-brewed Diplexer. housed in a substantial aluminium case. It is beautifully built and works very well. Thank you, Tony. Another very interesting and entertaining evening. Thank you to Gabby, wife of Greg VK5ZGY, for yet again providing a beautiful supper. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark VK5QI with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. April is fox hunting month for AREG, and if you're listening on Sunday morning, then we're holding a BYO picnic foot-based fox hunt starting at 11 a.m. at the Drag Reserve by the Riverside Playground in Felixstowe, which is just a few kilometres northeast of the city, and also only a short drive from the Northeast Radio Club Buy and Sell. AREG members have recently participated in a club group build event, which saw over 40 fox hunt yagis made, so we're keen to get out and give them a try. AREG will hide 7 2-metre foxes and 1 70-centimetre fox throughout the park area, and the challenge will be to see who can find them the fastest. If you don't have any of your own fox hunting gear but would like to give it a try, AREG will have plenty of loan equipment available, based on the very popular VK3 YNG sniffer receivers. And we can also arrange to buddy you up with someone with fox hunting experience so you can get your first taste of fox hunting ARDF style. If you're not into fox hunting but would still like to gather with all of us from AREG, we're also promoting this event as the AREG Autumn BYO Picnic for 2024. Just bring your own rug, chairs and food and drink. Make sure you wear some comfortable walking shoes and sunscreen and come and join in on the fun. Everyone is welcome to join in, be it AREG members or non-members. This will be a family-friendly event with people of all ages welcome to join in, though children must be kept under the supervision of an accompanying adult. For more information on this event, including the location and the frequencies in use, check out the blog post on the AREG website. AREG's next general business meeting is on Friday the 19th of April, and the presentation this month will be on, you guessed it, fox hunting. I'll be giving a presentation on fox hunting for beginners, and we'll explain the equipment that you need to get started and some basic techniques to help you find that first fox transmitter. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation starting at 7:30. For our remote members, this meeting will be broadcast via Zoom and should also be streamed live on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. As always, check out the AREG website for more information on all our upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.